Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Thessalonians 4:9-12. 1 Thessalonians 4:9-12. Now about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all of God's family throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. My theme for reflection is love with quiet hands. Love with quiet hands. It is funny how our modern world celebrates noise. The loudest voice online often wins the argument. The flashiest act gets the applause, and the busiest schedule is worn like a badge of honor. Yet Paul, writing to the Thessalonians, paints a radically different picture. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own affairs, and to work with your hands. It is as if he is saying, aspire to be ordinary, but with extraordinary love. The Thessalonian church, much like ours, faced confusion about what faithful Christian living looked like in a restless world. Some believers, eagerly expecting Christ's return, stopped working and began meddling in others' lives. Others perhaps believed that devotion meant noise, spectacle, and endless activity. Paul reminds them and us that holiness is not proven in drama or display, but in the quiet integrity of love lived out daily. Love, he insists, is the true mark of discipleship, the unmistakable signature of the Spirit's work in us. It is worth noting that Paul does not commend the Thessalonians for their theology or eloquence, but for their love. You are taught by God to love one another, he says, reminding them that this love is not learned from books or teachers, but from the indwelling Spirit. Love is the instinct of the redeemed heart, the first language of those born of God. And yet Paul urges them to excel still more, because love, unlike knowledge, has no limit. It must keep growing, or it begins to fade. Charles Taylor once observed, "Our age has made authenticity its moral ideal, yet love, real love, always demands more than authenticity. It demands self-forgetfulness." This is Paul's point. Genuine Christian love cannot exist in a self-centered life. It expresses itself not in constant self-promotion or even in religious performance, but in patient, humble acts of service, working diligently, living peacefully, and caring quietly. What might this look like today? It might mean loving the difficult colleague without broadcasting your virtue. It might mean refusing to join the echo chambers of outrage that dominate our world. It might mean choosing integrity in your work even when no one is watching. The quiet life is not the empty life. It is a deeply focused one, rooted in the conviction that God sees what others overlook. Paul's wisdom also speaks to a church tempted by division and distraction. In an age where Christian witness is often drowned out by internal quarrels and public scandals, perhaps the most powerful form of evangelism is not another debate, but a quiet community of compassion. When believers love one another deeply, work honestly, and live peacefully, outsiders notice. The gospel becomes visible, not shouted but shown. Love in this sense is not sentimental, it is sacrificial. It bears the weight of the mundane, the discipline of work, and the grace of restraint. It is not a love that demands attention, but one that gives it. So maybe Paul's paradox is precisely what the modern church needs to recover. The ambition to be quiet, not idle silence, but the purposeful calm of those who trust God enough not to strive for the world's approval. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life is God calling you to excel still more in love, especially when no one notices? Number two, how might living quietly and faithfully in your daily work become an act of worship and witness to God's grace? And now our practical exercise for the day. Today, do one small act of love quietly. Help someone, forgive someone, or pray for someone without announcing it or seeking thanks. Let that hidden gesture be your offering to God. Lord, teach us to love not in word or performance, but in quiet faithfulness. Deliver us from the noise of self-importance and help us rediscover the power of gentle love. May our work, our rest, and our daily acts of kindness reflect your glory. Shape in us hearts that are humble, hands that serve, and lives that speak of your peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.